Well, I just want to warn everyone that the last time I gave a speech here at church was my confirmation day, 1961. So here it goes. I'm the fifth generation here at Nora Church. I'm a descendant of Tori Olson. For five generations, Nora Church has been the place we've come to celebrate the good times in life and the hard times in life. What was it like growing up here? Well, when I was very young, it was something I am sure that I took totally for granted. I had no idea what was involved in establishing this church, maintaining this church, and above all, the deep devotion the members of this church have had over the years to keep this special place going. I always felt secure here, probably because I knew everyone. I knew them by their first names. I knew where they lived, and I'd probably visited their homes. I probably knew what kind of cars they drove. I knew who everyone was married to, and I knew who everyone was related to. Almost everyone here was related to someone. You never heard, "Don't talk to strangers." There simply weren't any. I am also certain because of the closeness to people here, we were also very sheltered. Growing up, I was involved in church organizations, Sunday school, LRY, Nora Evening Alliance, choir, and Lady Sade. Our Sunday school was quite large. There were eight in my class. We also had a superintendent of Sunday school, Myrtle Strum. I realized that when I was in Sunday school, there was no competition on Sunday mornings for other events. Sunday school and church was what you did, and there was no questions asked. You were going to go. Sunday school started at 9:30, and church started at 11. We had a worship service, and a collection was taken. Every Sunday, we recited the Lord's Prayer, and most Sundays we sang Faith of Our Fathers. When the weather was nice, we would meet out here at Nora Church, and during the winter, Sunday school and church were held at the Liberal Union Hall. It later became known as the Hanska Community Center. I know large numbers of women at Nora Church were Sunday school teachers, and I tried to come up with a number, but I was unable to list everyone. But the first one that came to my mind was Beverly Wellman. Jessie Haugen taught our class for three straight years. I guess she liked us. Except for the minister, there were no men teachers that I can recall. We'd put on a Christmas program, and it was well attended, and everyone in Sunday school took part. I remember the Christmas bags of goodies, apples, and the best hard Christmas candy ever. Compliments of Urban and Muriel Fordson. One of my special memories here at Nora is that of my grandfather, Gilbert Sorbel. He served over 30 years as custodian of this church. He did multiple tasks, but his favorite was ringing the church bell. I loved watching him and hearing the bell ring. Grandpa inherited this job from my great-grandfather, Nels Olson. He likewise had served over 30 years. When Grandpa's health prevented him from being custodian any longer, Elgert Blomquist inherited the job. When I think of members here, both past and present, I become very humble. Lady Sade was and still is made up of devoted people. However, in my childhood, the Nora Women's Society was always doing something at church. And taking an office in Lady Sade meant a lot of work. Well, we can roll out lefse and make meatballs with the best. Why not? We're using their recipes. But the unselfish time they gave is a cherished memory. So what was life here? It meant freedom, where our pulpit is open to everyone's beliefs, no discriminating, and where the worth and dignity of every individual is so important. There are still a good number of people here who are lifetime members. At one time, it was very common, not only here, but in all rural churches. Roots go very deep. On April 12th, Jean and I will be married here 45 years. Our marriage took place at Nora, and the Reverend Charles Flagg married us. We raised our family here. Our daughter was married here. I would like to end by saying thank you to my ancestors, to all past and present members for sharing celebrations with us, for sharing their tears while finding comfort and purpose here. Thank you for the devotion it has taken to make Nora Church a sacred place. Thank you for the privilege of having the opportunity to spend a lifetime here. And that's what it's been, a privilege. Thank you.